Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the head skipper of the UL Raging Cajun baseball team, Matt Deggs. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, you bet, Mike. My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm trying to think of exact. This is early 70s now, real early 70s. Jerry Reed saying, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. Okay, you were 16-0 then last night losing to Louisiana Tech. But, man, over the last 17 games, 16-1. What's been the key to your success here with the Raging Cajuns to go on that run? Because, listen, baseball, man, it's tough. You know, it's tough to win 15 games in a row. I don't care who you're playing. It's difficult to have that run. And what's been the keys to the success here for the Raging Cajuns?
No doubt about it, Mike. I mean, you're exactly right. I don't care if you're playing a T-ball team. I mean, that's just the way baseball goes. It's been a little bit of everything, and just a resilient group that we've had a lot of comebacks inside that streak, and just a lot of gritty wins. And generally, it's centered on pretty good pitching and you know, really good starting pitching and a definite back end guy to finish the game. And our approach has really, really improved during the course of the season. We talk all the time about, you know, if you can adjust, the ability to adapt and adjust, and if you have a rock-solid approach, you've got a really good shot at winning in a game of baseball. And we just got a bunch of guys that will adjust midstream, you know, no matter what it is, just trying to find a way to win and be competitive. And they definitely play out of a definitive approach at the plate and on the mound and in the field. And so we were able to catch fire. And, you know, at one point, I think we were 9-8. And look up, you're 24-8, 25-8, and you know, it was a heck of a run.
Coach, I never forget Skip Bertman telling me this years ago, Michael, development of a team, I'm not talking about players, team is so important in baseball as the season goes along, because he said what you see early, it's got to get better, and it's the development of not just a player or two, development team-wise is the key to success in college baseball. So your thoughts on that?
Oh, he's exactly right. I mean, he's arguably the best to ever do it, if not one of, for sure, him and Coach Garrido and Coach Graham and maybe a couple more in there. But the team is what makes the player. The player doesn't make the team. And if you got a bunch of unselfish dudes that play for each other, they don't play for stats or the scoreboard or anything else. They play because they have a passion and they love to compete more than anything, and they love to win and they love to sacrifice for each other. You can do some crazy stuff in this game now, and you can make people ask how real quick, like, and Coach is exactly right about that.
Coach, before we look ahead, because I think there's a couple really important conference series on the schedule to end the month even, I want to look back at what has been working. You kind of mentioned about the pitching formula, and that's where I'm going to start off because, you know, you lose the first game of conference play against Arkansas State, and you haven't lost since. 11-1 in the Sun Belt. Sun Belt Conference, for those that don't know, is fantastic at baseball. I think it's definitely a top four league for sure. And, you know, one thing that's really worked out for you on the mound is the Friday games, and it's been 3-0 since that loss to Arkansas State. And we talked with Kendall Rogers last night about this because I've seen it happen, and it's a really cool formula that you got going on here. This is what I want to ask you about. Andrew Herman getting the start, you know, LSU fans may remember him from the game in Houston. He's a soft-throwing lefty. He's got a sub-2 ERA, but then out of the bullpen, the way you've been using it is Herman throws, you know, around five, maybe a little bit over that, close to six innings pitched, and then out of the bullpen, LP Langevin, who, you know, you've had a couple starts this year, he's the opposite. You know, the soft-throwing lefty to the hard-throwing righty, Big Maple from Quebec. It's been awesome this year, 55 strikeouts, 33 innings pitched. Talk a little bit about that formula that's really gotten you off to great starts in conference series on Friday.
No, and that was the difference, you know. Generally, you're never going to finish the way you start in a season with your rotation, especially at this level. And you're exactly right, Charlie. You know, I've had a lot of people reach out today, great run, great job on the streak. But we really have the most important streak still intact, and that's the fact we've won 11 straight conference games. And, you know, we're right there to tie the school record tomorrow, and if we can keep rolling, you know, own that record this weekend. So that's a very important streak to these kids. They've started out incredible, but it does coincide with LP's just not a starter right now. And it's more power. It's more I'm coming right after you. And he tried to modify that when he would start, whereas Herman is just a classic baseball player. And he's your, you know, quintessential lefty that really knows how to pitch, and there's a lot of back and forth with him. He can go out and be 83. You can look up in the sixth, he can be 89, 90 with four pitches and really a good feel for the game. I call him a slump inducer because, I mean, that's all he did to us as a team in practice was induce about a week-long slump. And I was stupid enough to have my A-team face him the week before we opened up, and because I was sick of him beating us. And he threw a perfect game that day for five innings, and of course, we didn't start the season very hot, and Herman was one of the reasons why. And so that they're extreme and their contrast, and it's a challenge for sure to deal with those two on the same day. That allowed us, Charlie, to really have a great shot at getting game one. And y'all both know at this level, if you get game one on a weekend, man, game two, it's right there for the taking.
Exactly.
And we've got a young man who's a freshman, Chase Morgan, who's arguably more talented than anybody, that's gotten us off to just some great starts on Saturdays as well.
Well, Coach, that's actually who I was about to ask you about, because I was in Russo Park this past weekend for game two against UL Monroe, and a couple players really stood out. Obviously, Kyle DeBarge, I'll ask you about later on. But Chase Morgan, he was named today to the Perfect Game Freshman Midseason All-American Team, a Texas native. He's been outstanding for y'all this season, 34 and two-thirds innings pitched, only 21 hits allowed, at 2.34 ERA. And just the way that he was, like, he controlled that game against UL Monroe. And I think he's kind of solidified that Saturday starting position for you guys.
Great feel for the game. Just never gets too excited. No moment's been too big for him. And he's got a three-pitch mix that's really, really good. It's advanced for his age. And he's a lefty that can get up to 93. He can really spin the baseball. He can get the breaking ball over for strike one, which that mind screws hitters at this age for sure. When you can land a strike one breaker, and then pitch to your glove as a lefty. He can get the fastball to his glove side, and he can pull the change. And so he's done a tremendous job of pounding the strike zone, keeping guys off balance, having some quick innings, and then having shutdown innings after we score.
And then moving to the plate here, Coach, as I mentioned, Kyle DeBarge, he's been outstanding for y'all this season. Sun Belt Player of the Week. I remember we had Gary Smith on a couple weeks back. It was after the Cajuns Tulane series where DeBarge hit that game-winning, you know, home run in Game 3 to take the series against the Green Wave. And I feel like that was kind of a momentum shift for the for your team this season. It really kind of sparked that kind of rally. I know you lost that game one against Arkansas State, and that's when the winning streak started, but that was a really big momentum shift for this squad. Sun Belt Player of the Week just this past week for DeBarge. He hit .467. I watched him hit two home runs in that game two, as I mentioned. He was outstanding this past weekend against ULM, but he's been great this whole season, hitting .338, 37 RBIs, and 12 home runs. What can you tell us about Debo?
Well, I mean, I've coached a long time. I can tell you he's my favorite player I've ever coached, and I don't mind saying that. Everybody knows it, and I told the kid that after his freshman year. I mean, he just has it, and he's a coach's dream. He's a dog competitor. He's going to be one of your hardest workers. He'll vacuum the clubhouse. He's a leader, and he loves to compete like nobody I've ever seen, and that just has a feel for the dramatic and has a huge chip on his shoulder, you know. And I would fully expect him to play in the big leagues for a long time.
Coach, I tell this to people all the time, that we more used to having disappointment in life than success for most of us. And, okay, you got this streak of conference wins, 16-1 the last 17 games. Sometimes it's hard for an individual or a team to handle success mentally, how to handle it. How have you approached that with your team once you got this streak sort of started? Because I think for all of us, we can kind of get easily distracted. And, you know, I'm not 18, 19 years old anymore. And so you can really get distracted quickly. But I do think handling success, there is something about that that is so important in today's world.
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult, Mike. I mean, you know, a streak like that can become burdensome as well. You can start to press for the wrong reasons. And like I told him last night, look, we didn't all gather up in August and talk about winning 20 games in a row. We talked about grinding our way to Omaha, and that's going to be a grind and it's a process. But to answer your question, I think you stay day to day and you stay lost in the routine and the process of working to get better every day and competing and staying off the scoreboard. And, you know, yesterday's over. We got to start all over today. Tomorrow's not promised. I don't care if you were a 400 hitter yesterday. You got to start over today. If you were a zero hitter yesterday, you got a chance to hit 400 a day. And if you can stay the same dude every day and go about your preparation and look to win your routine and win the preparation battle, we talk about winning BP all the time. You're going to give yourself a chance to win night in and night out, and we were able to sustain that over a long period of time.
And then the last hitter I want to ask you about here, Coach, before we look ahead to the schedule. You know, we talked about LSU's struggles with offensively, and a lot of that is tied to struggling to find a leadoff hitter. We think that they found it in Jared Jones just this past week. But that hasn't been the case for the Cajuns. You've got your leadoff guys set in stone. John Taylor, the second baseman. We talked about the other infielder, middle infielder with Kyle DeBarge. But his kind of cohort, JT here, he's been awesome for you in the leadoff role, hitting .306 with 20 RBI and 26 runs scored this season. He's also been great defensively. So what can you tell us about JT?
And, Coach, that's so important. We had on with a Scotty Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, and he was like, that's one of the most important things in baseball is to find your guy that's a really good leadoff hitter. And he pointed that out. He said that's a big part of LSU's issues.
Yep.
They haven't found that guy, but you got him.
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily stat driven all the time as much as, like, John Taylor for me is just he's the straw that stirs the drink, and he's a tough Pete Rose throwback type guy that is just always in the middle of everything we do, and he was able to spark, you know, that run for a long period of time, and it wasn't all the time pretty or great, but I think the team rallies around that sense of confidence that John's going to go get us off to a great start. And you know, a lot of times you only lead off once, but that at bat can be very important, because I think we're 18-2 when we score first, and I don't know that I'll leave John there, because Ray LaFleur has hit leadoff for us as well, and he's got, you know, about a .500 on base, but John will definitely stay one or two, and I've been known to change the lineup up, try to get us going, so. Our guys are used to that. I got a bunch of interchangeable parts that can play all over the field, hit anywhere in the lineup, and just go out and do their job. But JT was a huge part in that run, and will continue to be.
Well, Coach, I think you've got a super balanced team. We talked about guys on the mound, guys at the plate. It's been super fun to watch this streak, and we'll see if you get a new one started up here this weekend. I want my final question for you. Is the Sun Belt standings right now, Louisiana with 11-1 record atop the Sun Belt? It's a great conference, as I mentioned earlier. Behind them, Southern Miss at 8-4, who you'll see in a couple weeks here. Georgia Southern, who swept Georgia State at 8-4 as well. Coastal Carolina, top 25 team at 7-5. I mean, this was a four-bid league last year, and I think I was talking with Kendall Rogers last night about it. It's looking to be at least a four-bid league again this year. So the fact that you're off to an 11-1 start in conference play, it's fantastic, and you just got to keep it up because, I mean, the more wins you can compile against these really good Sun Belt teams, it's going to really pay dividends come postseason play.
Yeah, I mean, I start really looking at the standings with about 3 and 4 weekends left. But I know this, when I saw our schedule, we had to make hay early in this first half, and I'm really proud of the guys for doing that. We need some house money. We need to give ourselves some wiggle room because we got some tremendously difficult road trips coming up, and we've got USM at home. We got South Owl at home. Go to Troy. Go to Georgia Southern. Go to Coastal. We've got to run through a gauntlet to finish this thing, and not that we're not up to it. We most certainly are, but the first half of the schedule set up to where we could make some hay, and the boys have taken advantage of that.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. One more thing. Tell my good buddy Seth Thibodeau I'm going to go see him pretty soon and tell him not to mess this up for you.
I sure will. We'll keep an eye on him, okay?
All right. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Coach Matt Deggs, the skipper of the UL Raging Cajuns baseball team, 16-1 the last 17 games, and they got that streak going in the conference.
Oh, yeah. They just got to keep it up. I mean, 11-1 start, as Coach Deggs said. They had to do it early on. Now they got a couple really important weeks. They got Marshall this weekend. Mike Marshall is coming off a big win against West Virginia. Yep. I know that their record doesn't say much, but when you go and beat a West Virginia squad, I mean, that's an impressive win. And now after that, they go to Coastal and Conway, and then they come back home to Southern Miss, who's a big rival. So a couple really important weekends coming ahead.
And not to get anybody, you know, Seth Thibodeau is an old friend of mine from many years. He is the associate head coach of the UL Raging Cajuns baseball team, was the head coach at Nicholls State for a long period of time. So we go back a few years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!